はい、ただいまの曲はゆりかごの、歌でした。それでは渡良さん のお便り、また紹介したいと思うんですが、ルーさん覚えていらっしゃいます？先週パカで渡良さんがこんなイベントありますよって言ってた Upcycle a Map Art Competition in Open House in the Paca、っていう、そういうメールを送って、イベントを教えてくださって、パカで売っている中古の、地図を利用してアート作品を作って、で、それをこう、みんなでこう、見合って、どれがいいかなとかっていうんで、渡良さんが自分折り紙を折って出品しようかと思ってます。で、来週また参加報告させていただきますっていう、そういうメールをいただきました。で、実際にパカでは、住宅地図じゃなくて、地形の、地図、それをもう売っていて、古いものも使われなくなったものを売っていて、で、それをリユース、アップサイクルをするということで、で、今日っていうのは、アーバンナシャンペーンというと11月16日、今日がこの、発表の日だって、オープンハウスで、パカでオープンハウスだったんです。で、渡るさんより先に珍しくトムさんがスマホで写真撮ってくれて、ウィナーって書いてあって、渡るさんが、なんかニコーっとしていて、で、それで、折り紙が一緒に写っている、写真があって、それで、渡るさんおめでとうございますっていうふうに、メールを書いたら、渡るさんから、そう、嬉しいことにいくつかある賞のうち一つをもらいましたっていうんで、でも渡るさん、寒そうですよね、渡るさん。寒そうっていうか、いろいろ着込んでますよね、その。
まあそうですね、もう冬用のジャケットって感じですよね、
うん、で、マスクもちゃんとしてて、でマスクしてますねって渡るさんが書いたら、渡るさんがマスクはどちらかといえば防寒用ですね笑いって書いてあって、今日も雪でしたということで、で渡るさんのメールでは約30の出店があり、スゴロクや、地上 F、のものなど面白い作品がいろいろありました、写真を添付しますっていう風に、写真をいろいろ展示されたその古い地図を使って、それをどういう風にアートにするかっていう、そういう作品を写真見せてくださいました。でちょうどその時またトモさんともつながったので、その写真見ながら、トモさん、どんな作品があった、どういう目的だったの、このイベントはっていうようなことを英語でちょっと伺いました。それはもう収録していますので、この話をまずそのままお届けして、それからビリー・ジョエルのザ・ロングエスタイム、その後ちょっと日本語で説明をしてみたいと思います。まずはちょっとトムさんの声を聞いてください。どうぞ。はい、トムさん。
はい、and hi。
元気ですか？
元気です。
I heard from Watarusan's about your event. The name is Map to Art. It is the first time for me to hear. What is this?
Well, the idea came about when we were approached by a group from the university to be a part of a series of events to be held roughly around the title America Recycles. So... they thought, oh, well, this is a, you know, in a way, this is a store that does recycling. I mean, we, to give the listener a little insight into it, I operate an architectural salvage warehouse where we sell items that we have rescued from houses and buildings being torn down. And so our goal is to get those items, save them from being put in the landfill, and get them reused. So basically our function, at least the function of this store, is to recycle materials, building materials in this case. And so, like I said, we were approached by this group at the university and they wondered if we wanted to participate in some way. So I came up with this idea of having an art contest, and from it we would use recyclable items from our store for people to make some sort of art out of, and then And then they could display it, and it would just sort of encourage people to think about recycling and creative ways that you can reuse things. The idea came partly from the fact that every year we are a host site of something called the Boneyard Arts Festival. And that's just different artists in the community put up their art in different locations, which are host sites, and then people get a map at the beginning of the the period. It's like over a weekend, I think, and they map telling them all the different sites that have art, and then they just travel around from place to place, and they can see the different art and often talk to the artists, because there's only two or three artists at each location. So it's easy for them to come in and just sort of hang around and be available to talk to. And then they sell these things too. Excuse me. And so at PACA, we generally have at least one or two artists who make things out of materials that they've gotten from us, recycled materials. So that's where that was the genesis of the idea. It's like, hey, well, maybe we can encourage a number of artists to do this. And so what I selected the map part was, we have a large collection of topographical maps that came from the Geological Survey here. The Geological Survey turned all their records into digital archives, so that now everybody just has access to the same maps, but they're digital. So it's on their phone or on their computer tablet or something like that. So they were getting rid of all their old maps, and some of them are fairly old, from the 1940s and 1950s. And these are old, large paper maps. And I thought, oh, here's a good resource, because this way all the artists would start out with the same thing. Everybody would have a map. And it's easy enough for us to give those away, because we have so many of them, and we only sell them for like 50 cents a piece or something. So that would be a good starting point. So everybody would start at the same point and then just use their creativity in whatever way suited them to come up with something interesting and unique. So that, hence the name Map into Art. That was the name of the art contest. And tonight what we had was an open house where we showed off the art pieces that people made. The original maps are maybe like 2 feet by 3 feet in size. I don't know what that is in centimeters or meters. It's about, I don't know, it's large. It's like poster size, I guess you might. So they're big enough that you could do something large, or you can cut it up and do something small. You can fold it up. You can do all sorts of things. We had everything from people drawing on the maps. One contestant bought a window and glued the map to the window and put an actual painting on the map of a, like some woman holding a flower or something. So all sorts of different things like that.
Oh, so interesting. As you say, it is a Boneyard Festival, art festival. Every year you have some exhibitions, but for artists, and more customer come to look. But in this case, customer become artist. They use map and entry with their ID. Who entered? How many people entered? Who tried to the artwork?
There were over 40 entrants. I think quite a few of them were children. I think their teachers saw this and thought, oh, this would be interesting. And so they had their class do it. So maybe a couple of different classes, maybe 10 or 15 in each class did some. But then others were just people that read about it somewhere and just came in and got maps. I also had people come in and get maps who never came back with any art. So maybe they just couldn't come up with anything. But so it was a cross-section, mostly younger people, but a few just adults that came in and just thought it would be interesting to do.
It is a good chance for people to see map itself. Now, you said the map is digitalized, more map is digitalized, but it's a good map, good opportunity to look at the map itself by hand. Mm.
Yeah, and get a sense of how that looks and feels. I had a guy come in today and he bought 40 maps. And he just started talking about how much he loves maps and how interesting they are. And he's going to give them as gifts to people and all these different things. And I'm always surprised and impressed that people are so interested in them. Because to me, they're interesting, but they don't, I don't know. I guess it just, for some people that really, they really convey information in an interesting way. So it's like, in the same way that some people like reading books and they just become immersed and they lose all track of time. They just fall into the book and become, live in that story. I think other people can sort of do that with maps where they just like, they can somehow see the place and feel the place and get a sense of being there. So I've had more than a few people come in over the years that we've had these who have that love and familiarity with maps and that really, that very warm bond that they somehow create with them. But like I said, to me, they're just maps. I don't get that same feeling out of them, but I can appreciate that other people do.
Ah, that's a good story. Map inspire people for their memory.
Well, this person today was saying that he collects maps of everywhere he's gone. And he likes to sort of trace on them where he's been. And so, yeah, it's a memory inspiration, as you say, that for some people to like get a feeling for this place that they once were in person and now they can travel there via the map and imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And indeed, what kind of art came?
Like I said, it was all sorts of different things. One girl got a small branch from a tree and cut out leaf shapes from the map and attached them to the tree. We had another artist to fold some origami.
Oh, what else?
Hey. And another fellow made a board game with his map.
Oh, that's interesting. Could you explain a little more? Board game, you said?
Well, I couldn't. I don't really understand the rules very well, but he found a map that had roads and a river on it. And so he made two paths. He made a starting point up in the corner and an ending point in the opposite corner. And then he made two paths he marked out along following the lines of the map. One follows a road, a highway, two highways, I guess. One goes straight, and then it turns and goes the other way. And then the other follows the river. And then he made some rules for how you roll a dice, and you get so many moves. And then if you are over certain points then on the map, then you get double moves or something like that. And it just basically, it's a race between following the river in the boat and following the road in the car to get to the end. And the pieces, as well as the dice, were all made out of maps. They were all folded pieces of maps. So everything on the game is made out of a map.
We say in Japanese that the sugoroku with dice. And so probably two persons play. And which way, river or masugu road?
Right.
Masugu road means in the map, is that the all of map is Illinois?
These maps are primarily from Illinois, yes.
Illinois. So highway street is usually masugu desu.
For the most part.
For the most part. So, that's a sugoroku is interesting. And you said the children also the participant. What kind of art the children made?
I'm not sure of the ages of these children, so I can't say, but some of them drew on the map. Some of them just cut out pictures and pasted them to the maps. Some of them turned the map over and just drew on the backside. So it wasn't much use of the map as anything other than
as a paper.
Piece of paper, yeah, with the map part just facing downwards. So there were a number of different things, but some were glued onto shapes. And Well, yeah, these are topographical maps, as I say. And if you're familiar with topographical maps, they show features like cities and roads and rivers and lakes, that sort of thing. So that's the standard stuff. But then they also have these irregularly shaped lines that are meant to designate heights, so how high something is compared to something else. I don't know if you've seen these, but it's like somebody say start at the top of a mountain and you draw a circle at the very top, and then you go down maybe 100 feet and you draw another circle that follows that height and then on down. So that gives you a sense, if you know how to read them, it gives you a sense of how the shape of the land, even though it's on a flat piece of paper, you can get a feel for, oh, here's a valley, here's a hill, here are some other, you know, heights. So this person, I guess, looked at those shapes, those drawings, those circular, they're not all circular, but they're all, it's like you took a circle and then bend it around to fit over whatever part of the land is that height. I'm not explaining this very well, but it's hard to describe. You'd have to see it. But this person looked at all these shapes and said, oh, that looks like a horse, or that looks like a penguin, or whatever, and then drew the outline of the animal that he or she saw in that shape over the map. So it was just, it was kind of an interesting and creative way to use that unusual aspect of these maps, because most maps don't include that kind of line work.
Ah, arigatou gozaimasu. That's a very, very interesting event. It is the first time for you to did such kind of event?
This is our first time for us, but I think we'll probably do it again sometime, or something like this, because it's interesting to get people to use these things in an artistic way. Like, artists already do it, but get ordinary people who aren't necessarily think of themselves as, oh, I'm an artist, you know, get them interested in being creative and give them something to play with. And then that brings in people to the shop. We get to talk about what we do, and everybody gets something out of it.
How people can see that their work?
We'll probably publish some pictures on our Facebook page, but we're going to leave this, all of it, up for the entire week, the rest of this week. So maybe even into next week sometime. So people can stop in at our warehouse and walk around and look at it. So it'll at least be up through the weekend.
Oh, then I will sell in the Harukana shows. People come to Spoka and see in the very interesting artwork. And last question is that in the explanation you said upcycle. Upcycle means in Japan, I don't think so familiar the upcycle. So you said the recycle, but creatively, you said first.
Yeah, well, upcycling is a term that has been coined to describe taking something and improving it a little bit in some.
Oh, improve.
To make it into something else, make it more interesting or valuable than it was. So recycling, say a door, would be to take a door and use it on an opening in your house and it's still a door. Upcycling, it might be to take it and put legs on it and clean it up and turn it into a table, or do something to make it even more interesting and useful than what it was originally. So it's mostly used to describe taking bits of pieces of broken things or things that don't really have a use anymore and finding a new use for them.
Oh, I see, So such kind of upcycle event you could make in the other time. Arigatou gozaimasu. Tom-san desu.
Arigatou.
What else could I do? I'm so inspired. One